Welcome to the Print Pod. Nipun Malhotra, CEO of Nipman Foundation and founder of Wheels for Life, wrote, "Government's vaccination policy leaves persons with disabilities behind. We need census-type energy" in the opinion column of the print. I am Shalaka Pathak and I bring you the podcast version of this opinion piece. Government's vaccination policy leaves people with disabilities behind. We need census-type energy. India's disabled community was shocked when the central government did not think of a priority COVID-19 vaccination scheme for them. The last 2 months have been devastating for persons with disabilities across the country. A senior from my college passed away a month after tweeting and pleading to the government to give her a vaccine due to her disability. During the second wave of pandemic, states like Kerala and Tamil Nadu were way ahead of others in handling patients. This was because of a targeted triage system connecting patients to medical aid and prioritizing the most critical cases. Elsewhere, others were barely lucky. Take Shishir Bhatnagar, 40, for example. He is a maritime consultant based in Noida. Due to a spinal cord injury, his chest muscles are weak, affecting his lungs and thus making him vulnerable to COVID-19. Fearing the worst, he had locked himself at home for the past year. And day before 1st May, the day vaccination opened for those under 45 in India, Shishir was down with fever, a sore throat and extreme weakness. He tested positive, but isolation was not feasible because he is dependent on others for his physiological needs. The next 2 weeks were crucial not only for him but for his attendant as well as septuagenarian parents whose house he moved into. Apart from his regular needs, he needed manual help to cough and even use pulse meter owing to his curly fingers. A catheter user with low immunity courtesy COVID means that even though he recovered from the coronavirus, he is now down with a urinary tract infection. Mumbai-based accessibility consultant Nikhil Agrawal has cerebral palsy, quadriplegia. He tested positive for COVID on 15th April. Over the next few days, things got worse with fever resulting in his temperature reaching 105 degrees. With doctors insisting on a CT scan and his whole family down with COVID, he had little choice but to book an ambulance. Seeing his desperation, the ambulance services charged him Rs. 15,000. "I was born with a locomotor disability called arthrogryposis, because of which I am completely dependent on attendants for my basic needs such as getting out of bed, showering, dressing, etc. Over the last year, many like me lived under the constant fear of our building or housing society being declared a containment zone and our attendant not being allowed to enter home. The COVID-19 protocol mantra, avoid touching surfaces, is in direct contradiction to how those with visual disabilities function and navigate any public space. Even during current times when lockdown have eased, those with visual disabilities have preferred staying in because for them, going out means touching and touching means an increased chance of getting the virus. Many with intellectual disabilities refuse to wear masks where needed, adding to the distress faced by their caregivers. In a world overcrowded with news and information on COVID-19 pandemic, the deaf have felt left out with hardly any government announcement translated into Indian Sign Language. Those with thalassemia have not managed to get regular blood transfusions. Others with chronic pain and other disabilities require regular physiotherapy and treatment have lost years of progress made on their bodies. Vaccination for persons with disabilities, a marginalized group, needs a strategy. In Canadian cities, for example, accessibility task force comprising disability experts have been set up and empowered to identify, target and vaccinate persons with disabilities with the option to home vaccinate where needed. In the UAE, persons with disabilities can call special helpline to book a home vaccination. In Latin America, Chile is in the middle of huge vaccination exercise with each day reserved for a particular group. Persons with severe disability are vaccinated at home. India got international recognition during the 2019 Lok Sabha election when poll workers travelled around 500 kilometers over 4 days to set up an entire polling booth for just one voter in Melogam village in Arunachal Pradesh, Anjao district. For a country of India's size, it is commendable how census officials reach each household for the exercise every 10 years. I do hope the central government shows the same energy in vaccinating persons with disabilities. We are in the middle of war and if needed, we must activate Anganwadi workers, the army and maybe even the election commission machinery to vaccinate persons with disabilities. India has set itself an ambitious target of vaccinating its entire adult population by 31st December 2021. If current policy continues, I fear persons with disability will be left far behind and that would not make for a COVID-mukt Bharat. Thank you for listening. We will be back on Monday with a new episode.